Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 30th, 2021. Recurring Kristallnacht. Question. The 83rd year of Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, was recently commemorated. A memorial monument of the Austrian Jews who were murdered on Kristallnacht and in the Holocaust was unveiled in Vienna. How important is it in your opinion to commemorate the victims of the Holocaust, especially these days? Answer: I don't relate to it either negatively or positively, since the reason for Kristallnacht and other such events has not been corrected yet. I believe that such events may repeat at any moment. We haven't learned anything, neither the Jews nor those who hate us. No one understands and no one relates to the true reason for anti-Semitism that is growing all over the world. We always look for culprits and want to show who started it, but we need to point only at ourselves, the Jews who don't correct ourselves and are not drawn to connection between us, and to connection with the world in order to finally bring it to the good connection. So the reason for such events is still relevant. And we are still in that same night that took place decades ago and which continues to this very day. Question: should we remember and commemorate these events? Answer: of course we should do that, because then we have a chance to tell people that we need to correct the connection between us, if we don't want such events to repeat. If we are connected with the right internal intention between us, Jews, we will draw the whole world in this direction. From CAB TV's conversation with journalists. My new article on LinkedIn: only one condition justifies a Jewish state. Today, 74 years ago, the United Nations decided to adopt the proposal suggested by the United Nations Special Committee on Palestine, UNSCOP, and create two separate states in Palestine, one for the Arabs and one for the Jews. The proposal, known as the United Nations Partition Plan for Palestine, created a de facto Jewish state, which became official some 6 months later. Regrettably, we've never lived up to our task, and we've never lived up to our title, the Jewish state. At best, we have been a midway station where we must decide our future: dissolve among the Arabs or build a model of unity for all of humanity. The very notion of the Jewish state serving as a safe haven for Jews is wrong. This is not a justification for the existence of a Jewish state. A Jewish state that does not set an example of unity will never earn the world's support, and the Jews themselves will turn their backs on it, as is already happening. The Jewish people are not a nation like the rest of the nations. They have no common origin, no common culture, and no distinct biological ancestry. No alt text provided for this image. The Jews are an ideological nation. When Abraham first started circulating his notions of mercy and kindness to all, people from every nation in the ancient world gathered around him and attempted to practice what he taught. They forged unions among people who were previously unfamiliar or even hostile to each other, yet believed in Abraham's ideas. The Hebrews polished and honed their union through centuries of trials and tribulations. Finally, after a prolonged exile in Egypt, they reached such a level of unity that they became as one man with one heart. At that moment, they were declared a nation. Their nation was of a kind never before seen, a nation formed by people's conscious choice to unite above their divisions, and for the sake of unity alone. They had no other reason to stay together other than the importance of unity above differences. But in doing so, they proved, in practice, that nations could make peace, that love above differences can triumph, and that war was not necessary. This is why, as soon as they became a nation, they were tasked with being a light unto nations, namely with sharing their unique unity with the entire world. Through the ages, the Jews were exiled and returned to the land of Israel several times. They were sovereigns in the land when they were united, and were expelled from it when they became divided. In a sense, the real land of the Jewish people is the land of unity. Put differently, Our geopolitical state always reflects our level of union or division. Yehuda Ashlag, author of the acclaimed Sulam, Ladder, commentary on the Book of Zohar, wrote about it in the Writings of the Last Generation. In his words, Judaism must present something new to the nations. This is what they expect from the return of Israel to the land. Baal HaSulam added that unless the Jews in Israel set an example of unity, Zionism will be cancelled altogether. Undoubtedly, either the Jewish settlers in Israel, or their children will gradually leave the country, and only an insignificant number will remain, which will ultimately be swallowed among the Arabs. The world's unfulfilled expectation that Baal HaSulam talks about will determine whether we can remain here or not. As then, so now, our physical residence in Israel reflects our inner level of union or division. Currently, our level of division is so high that there is no doubt we are well on our way to disintegration, just as Baal HaSulam warns. We will not want to remain here, and the world will not want us to remain here. Therefore, there is only one condition that justifies the existence of a Jewish state, and only one condition that merits being called Jewish: if we are united, we are true to our legacy and merit the title, the people of Israel. If we are divided, we are back where we came from, a collection of people who have nothing in common and feel nothing but hatred for each other. On the other hand, if we want to unite above our differences, we have every right to tell the world, "Don't interfere with our lives here in Israel, we are building our union so as to set an example for the world." Everyone will accept this. Everyone knows this is our calling, and everyone knows that our calling is to benefit the world. Therefore, if we work on our unity, and for no other reason, everyone will support our efforts. Correction at the lowest stage. Question: what does man shoes mean from the point of view of Kabbalah? Answer: shoes are like a protective shield, which should be at the last degree of human desire. Usually, if a person is standing on holy ground or in a special place, then shoes are removed. This signifies that he is corrected and there is nothing in the whole set of his desires that wasn't corrected. And when he has egoistic desires, they all accumulate in his lowest degree, in his legs. Then he must put on shoes so as not to come into contact with the Holy Land. If the Torah says that the order "take off your shoes" comes, it means that you have to check yourself and correct yourself at your lowest, heaviest degree. In other words, you are checking whether this degree matches the Holy Land. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, April 27, 2019. What does the ability to see the future depend on? Question: why does nature conceal information about the future from us? Answer: to create in us the illusion of free will. In Kabbalah, fortune telling is forbidden, but we do not need it anyway. We only need to follow the rules of getting closer to each other according to the laws of nature. Question: then why are some people given the ability to foresee the future? Answer: it is because they have different souls. We all have different souls. There are souls that are more developed, more shattered, less shattered, and so on. In different souls, there are different paths to perfection, to ascending to the level of bestowal, love, and connection with others, because their basis is different by nature. Question: still, there were people who could predict the future. For example, Wolf Messing, Nostradamus. Why did nature give them such ability? Answer: these people have a special sense. However, there is nothing supernatural in it. What does a fortune teller mean? It is a person who sees a little more and further than ordinary people. In the same way, an adult is a fortune teller for a child. He can tell the child in advance what will be the result of what is happening now. Question: how is it possible to predict the future if it depends on people's actions? Answer: at our level, everything depends on the person. And at a higher level, Nothing depends on him. This is not a contradiction but really the same as in the case of an adult and a child. Question: I have heard from you that earlier, when there were fewer people who wanted to unite and reveal the upper force, it was possible to predict how humanity would naturally develop. Today, however, when millions of people have such an opportunity, the future can no longer be predicted because these millions are building this future. Answer: no. The millions who are building this future do not control anything either. They only confirm their commitment to the law of natural development: love your neighbor as yourself. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, October 26, 2021. Miracles and More. Question: in the Book of Prophets, chapter Joshua ben Nun, it is said that the Creator performs miracles, and I will work miracles, and everyone will see it. What should I feel while reading these lines? Answer: the person writing this book, for example, Joshua himself, sees altruistic actions upon him, in him, and around him, above the egoistic nature, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human. These actions can be called miracles. Question: Joshua is the desire that exists in me? Answer: if it is so manifested in a person, then he will feel what is written in the book. Question: when the waters of the Jordan stop, is it a miracle? Answer: yes. Everything that is against the egoistic nature of man is perceived by him as a miracle. When some egoistic thought and its flow stops, then something higher than this nature arises. This is absolutely normal in the spiritual world, but in the egoistic world, it is a miracle because it cannot be in it. Such a phenomenon arises only when we attain the upper world. From CAB TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 27, 2021. What will follow the ransomware viruses? Question: today, you can rent a ransomware program and conduct cyber attacks on rich companies. As payment for using the service, hackers take part of the ransom received from the victim. Payments to hackers who have carried out attacks in the United States using ransomware viruses have amounted to more than $600 million to date. Cybercrime is growing and will continue to grow. People are trying to defend themselves from hackers in one way or another, but they are developing even stronger viruses. Is there any protection from them? Answer: if they came to me, I would tell them, I am prepared to publish everything I have on the internet, everything I have in the archive, absolutely everything. Where should I send it? I have nothing to hide. Question: do you, on the contrary, want them to hack everything you have? Answer: but I will not tell them this. Question: in order for them to exert? To make efforts? Answer: yes. Question: does it mean that one can come to a state where he is prepared to disclose everything? Answer: no, this is impossible in the current state of the world. Everyone has their own secrets. But if we come to the correction of the world, then, of course, all this will disappear due to lack of demand. Question: when you say correction of the world, what state will companies be in then if the world comes closer to this? Answer: they will be complementing each other in order to better serve the population. Comment: this is nice. So far they still do have secrets how to take from the population. My response: and then they will be the opposite, take everything, do what you want. Comment: here we have such an interesting scenario of the Creator. It seems that we were brought to this state so that I would say, I want them to receive from me. My response: I can no longer continue to live in this world, in this egoistic closed world that puts me in the framework of only for my own sake. I cannot exist like this anymore. Then people will agree to a completely opposite existence where I want others to receive from me. And I benefit from it. Question: can it be that these cyber attacks are leading us to this? Answer: of course. Everything that happens in the world is just to bring us closer to a reasonable, rational end of all of this. Question: will it lead us to a state where I have nothing to hide? Or where do I not want to hide anything? Answer: all this will disappear along the way. However, this should happen through a very serious shock when a person realizes that he does not want to live in such a state anymore. There is no point to exist for the sake of chasing something elusive. All this threatens him every minute and literally sucks all the life out of him. Therefore, it is worth switching to a different meaning, to a different paradigm of existence. Switching to bestowal instead of reception. In general, this is quite simple. Question: do you see this as the most natural solution for all these attacks? Answer: yes. People will understand that everyone has to turn themselves inside out. This will be called for the sake of others, instead of for my own sake. Then everything will be good. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 18, 2021. Fruit-bearing desire. Question: what does it mean they ate of the grain of the land? Answer: the desire that you correct becomes a fruit-bearing desire. It gives you the opportunity to exist. You receive the light from the Creator. Those parts of the light that enter into your desire, fulfill, correct, and develop it are called the grain of the land of Israel. Israel means straight to the Creator. In this way, a person establishes a connection between himself and the Creator. From CAB TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 20, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora: why do we ask about the meaning of life, rather than simply live life? We ask about the meaning of life because, in contrast to the still, vegetative and animate levels of nature, the human level is qualitatively higher than the animate. In other words, the human level of existence is driven by the question about the meaning of life. Contrary to the animate level of existence, which does simply live life, the human level of existence hosts the question about the meaning of life, and has the ability to attain the meaning of life. We have a question about the meaning of life because we have an innate tendency to wish to live eternally. If we cannot live eternally, then life loses its value, because everything dies and disappears. Therefore, specifically the human's most important question is about the meaning of life. Based on a Q&A with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on What is the Meaning of Life? Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.